In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Lord, we thank you for your love that brought every and each one of us here this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your love that's waiting to give us from your Holy Spirit, from blessings, waiting to give us joy, waiting to give us peace and settlement in you, Lord. Your love that's waiting to give us balance in this world, in this unbalanced world, amongst unbalanced generation. We thank you for everything, Lord, you're doing in our life. Lord, I ask you to bless this message that you're going to talk to each and every one of us. Lord, I personally know how important this message is, but I ask you that your Holy Spirit may open the heart of all of us today, not only to understand what's being said, but to be convicted with these words, because it's so important, Lord, to our lives. I pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, through the intercession of our Holy Mother, St. Mary, St. Mark, St. Julian, and all your saints. Hear us, Lord, and we pray thankfully. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Good to be here with you. Haven't been here for a long time. When was the last time?
Too long.
I just want to see if you guys really miss me or just Okay, it's good to be with you. We're still in the series from burnout to balance. The series speaks about this crazy life, this busy life, fast pace. You know, how could this affect us, and how we turn from being burned every single day to what we call balance. We spoke about slowing down intentionally, learning how to slow down. How did you practice this? Practice slowing down, parking far and take it easy and try to be cool. Did you try this the past 2 weeks? Did you try to stop adding more activities to your schedule? Were you guys here last couple of times? It's very important. If you run into burnout, it's a very, very, very bad and very harsh experience, and it's going to affect you and affect your life and affect your family. This message today, believe me, it's one of the most important messages I've ever given. Okay, and I hope I don't speak to you today. I hope God speaks to you. And I'm glad that all of you are in the beginning of your life, especially in the beginning before you're married or before you're after years and years and years in marriage. This talk is very, very, very important. Please take it so serious. Because out of experience, almost 10 years in priesthood, I can tell you how important today's message is. It's about remembering what matters most. When you do your priorities, how do you make things, put things in priorities? What are the most important things in life? How do you set these priorities? And I'm not going to talk about priorities number one and two and three and things like this. I'm only going to talk about number one priority in your life and what you have to do. I'm not going to tell you, believe it or not, anything new today. But I'm just going to remind you what's the most important thing in life that should be first before anything else. And if you are so stressed out, and if you're so busy with work, with school, and you miss this, you missed everything. You could miss your entire life. You're going to go to heaven, and God asks you, what was the purpose of life? And you don't know, and you will not be able to answer. So listen carefully to what we're going to say, because we tend to forget. Do you know that? You know that we forget? We remember every pain in our life. We remember every pain in our life. But we forget the lesson behind the pain. Is that correct? Yeah, we remember the pain. We remember the troubles, the problems. But we forget the lesson behind it. Because in every trouble, in every problem, in every trial, we learn something. That's why the psalm, the first verse in your handout, says, Lord, remind me how brief my time on earth will be. We need a constant reminder. And he also says, so teach us to number our days that we might gain a heart of wisdom. Three important things in life that you have to remember. And I can't emphasize it yani more than what I can, but please try to bring a small piece of paper, a cardboard or anything, and write these things on it and put it in front of you wherever you go. These are so important, believe me. It's the most important thing in life. Okay? Now I know you're anxious to know what are these things, what are these three truths. Believe me, nothing is new. If you will follow, you will apply, you will practice these truths, you will have much, much, much healthier life. Much healthier life. And I'm so glad that I have a lot of young people who are not even married yet, because if every married couple know these three truths, we wouldn't have this crazy rate of divorce these days. The first one is, the best use of life is
love.
Did you see my notes or not? Because my notes was Andrew. The best use of life is love. Let me read these first two verses to remind you. The first verse, actually, it's called pursue love. What does it mean, pursue love? Run after it. This is your goal. This is your aim in life. This is the most important thing in life. It's not the top 10 priorities. It's not number 2 and number 3. Number 1 priority in life is love. I know this is kind of vague now, but wait a little bit. It will be very practical right now. As you remember, the very famous chapter of love, what is it? 1 Corinthians 13. Okay, what does it say? The following verse right after. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, of course, for God's sake, but I have not love, it profits me nothing. No matter what you do, no matter what you accomplish in life, if there is no love in your life counts as zero. Bankruptcy equals nothing. One person came to Jesus and he said, okay, there is too many commandments. What is the most important commandments? What did he tell him? He told him, summarize the Bible for me in one verse. What did Jesus say? Love God and love your neighbor. So what is life is all about? It's about love. What if we don't love? There is no reason of our life. We gain nothing. We accomplish nothing. Okay, I want you just to go with your memory and remember the person in life that you admire most. Okay? That you love most. That you respect most. Could be a member of your family. Could be a mentor. Could be a friend. Just try to figure out someone that you love most, that you respect most. Or at least you would love to be like this person. Think about a person. I have someone in mind, and this person that in my mind is a person that's full of love. Who cares about your degrees? Who cares about your degrees? Who cares about your if you're smart or not? Who cares about your accomplishments? Even if you are serving people. This is what the verse said. If I bestow all my goods to feed the poor and I give my body to be burned. Even if you're a priest and serving all people, but if you don't love them, what does it profit? Nothing. Who will remember you? Do you think after you die, people will remember your trophies and your awards, and you will put them on a side and worship them because it represents you? Who cares? The big characters that we cherish after their death, the people who were so loving, they were overflowing with love, loved everyone around them. They were moving love. A lot of you may relate to grandfather or grandmother, you know, because these were the pictures, people who died and left very, very great memories after them. What did they accomplish? Who cares about their degrees? You might not even know what's your grandfather or grandmother's degree, or what did they accomplish, or how much did they collect at the end of their lives. You don't know. And who cares? The second generation, the third generation, who cares? But love abides forever. It's the most important thing. St. Paul said in the same chapter, three things are so important in life. Now abide means remains forever. These are the things that are going to remain for eternity. Your trophies, your degrees, you know, your accomplishments, they will all be gone. You know, even before you leave your house, you know, to go to college or to get married or something, they're going to just trash everything you had. You know, have you experienced that before? And you go search for your stuff and your parents tell you, you know, what are you talking about? Who used to live here? And now abide faith, hope, love. And the first one is very important. Faith, believing in God. Imagine, believing in God, faith. Hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. Who cares if you have faith to move the mountains, but you have not loved? You have to search what are your priorities. If you're talking about burnout and you don't want to be burned out, and you want to do the most and the very important thing, the most important thing and the best use of life is to love people around you. You know why I'm saying that? Because in our busy life, in our burnout life, you know what the first thing that will drop? Relationships. The first thing that will drop? Relationships. And good luck to have a healthy family, to have healthy people living together with no relationship. Let never your job be number one priority. Let never your career be number one priority. I'm not saying about, you know, priority. Of course, God is number one. But I'm saying priorities in life. What to do? So what should be number one priority? Relationships. Relationships. Because love will never come without having relationships first. They asked Jesus, what's the most important commandments? He said, love God and love people. Relationships. Have a relationship with people. You have a relationship with people around you or not. These are the only things that are going to last forever, for eternity. Everything is going to demolish. You want to have a successful life? You want to have a memory after you die? Fill your life with love. This is the most important thing. When people are on their deathbed and I've seen a lot of people like this in hospitals or at home. They don't say, get me my trophies, get me my degrees and awards. They say, get me who? The people that I love. Get me the people that I love. These are the treasures. This is your accomplishment in life. We know that, but what we do, we just forget it. That's why we need to remember that all the time. Some people figure out this truth the very last time of their lives. And say, wow, I really messed up. I really wasted my life. I have no friends. There is no one. No one loves me. No one cares about me. There is something used to be very, very, very nice in Upper Egypt. Used to happen, but it turned out to be something bad in the end. What was it? When someone dies, you know, there is a big funeral, and usually the funeral, the procession is not with cars. So they walk with the procession till the graves. So it depends on how many people love the person who are going after him. So how do you know if the person was a loving person or not? Like the charitable people, they used to have all the kids in all the orphanages go and walk after them, because you know the kids love them, the old, the poor, and all the needy, all these people, they love this guy, so they walk after him. And it's like a legacy, you know, what this person accomplished, how many people he loved. They say the greatness in life on earth. How do I know you're great or not? I want to see how many people under you, you know. If you're a supervisor and you're managing 2, 3 people, 500 people, 5,000 people, or how many people serve you, under you. You have servants at home serving you. That's how great you are. Someone to bring you drink and napkin and, you know, take care of your needs. That's the greatness on earth. What greatness in heaven? The number of people you served. How many people you served, you loved, you gave. Okay, that's the greatness in heaven. And even on earth, and even on earth, who cares about if you have all the degrees and all the money and all the cars and all the houses, and you have no one to talk to, and your relationships are very bad with everyone around you, even the closest people with you. Who cares about that? You know what we usually do when we're in this situation? We tend to go more and more into work, because this is the only satisfaction. The people who are giving themselves into work so much and becoming even workaholics, you know, because of what? Because they have no life. They have no life. And they wonder why we're not like them. If you go to any job and they're all workaholics, let them know that you have life other than work. Okay? And life is love. It's very important that you know that. Matthew 25. Remember Matthew 25, very famous? People came in the end, stood before the Lord. He said, come to me, blessed of my Father, because I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you brought me drink. And all of this. How this will change you on a day-to-day basis. How this will change your life on a day-to-day. I'll tell you how. If your schedule gets messed up, and you didn't know, you didn't do what you're supposed to do, and you didn't run the errands, and you didn't finish your work at a certain day, what you spend most of the time with your sick grandfather or grandmother or your father or your mother or your brother or sister or your family members, you know, attending to them, this is the most important thing. Your day was full of success. You really accomplished a lot this day. You know, I feel that so much during, you know, these days when I have 1-year-old son was very demanding, needs a lot of time. In the beginning, I thought, you know, this is a lot of... If I spend 1 hour playing with him, I could have made 5 visits and 10 phone calls, and I, you know, brought a lot of people, you know, from outside. But who cares about this? This is very important. It's all about relationships, even ministry. There is nothing important than love, because I could do all my ministry as a job, as work, just doesn't have love. And if I don't have love in my own household, how can I share love with other people around? That's why this is so important for you who are not married yet. You know, if your spouse will be demanding, you know, that's not bad. God is teaching you to give attention to the most important thing in life. That's not waste. Okay? Get it? Good. Just one person got it? Okay. The second point is, the best expression of love is
action.
Time. The best expression of love is time. And this is really, 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 really hard. Okay? This is really hard. St. John, he says in his epistle in this verse, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. What does that mean? Love means attention. Giving time. How do people understand love? With attention. With love. With focusing. You know? Not in gifts, not in jokings, not in doing activities, not in playing, spending quality time together, listening and talking, giving attention to people. This is the most important thing. A lot of parents, unfortunately, they try to replace their time with their kids with gifts or activities, take them to so many things, shower them with toys and gifts and things. This is the worst thing ever. Spoil the kids, and at the same time they will never ever feel that they are important. They will feel rich, but they will never feel important, loved and cared for. Husbands, they will tend to say that we're giving everything for my family. I'm working 24/7 to provide for my family. That's not true. That's not what your family wants. Your family wants your time. And believe me, the only thing that I lack in this life is time. I can sacrifice anything else. You know, you could take everything from me, but the only thing that I need most is time. You know, yesterday or the day before, you know, I came from out of town for a week, and usually when I come out of town, I find like 70 messages and 2,000 emails and things like this, and I have to go through them. So I tend not to go out of town a lot. You know, vacation is the worst thing for me, because after I come, and it depends how long, if I was there for 2 days or 2 weeks, is miserable. So I try not to stay away. Time is a crisis for me. But believe me, go ask my wife and my son how much time I spend with them. Believe me, I'm so generous with them, comparing to so many other people who are not as busy as me. I don't get enough sleep. I don't get enough time to do anything with myself. If you smell me, I take a shower every 2-3 months. Doesn't matter. So I took a shower this morning. I don't focus on myself. I have nothing for myself, but this is so important. There is no other way of expressing love other than time. If you know me, I'm not a gift person. I might not have given you gifts or things like this. Some people I'm not a gift person, you know, I don't know how to, I'm not good at giving gifts, but I know how to focus on people, and I care for people and I love people, and this, and that's why, you know, thank God I'm loved by a lot of people because of this. Not because I give anything else, but because I give my time. And you know what? The most precious thing for me is time. If there is anything that anyone else could do without me for any amount of money, I would do it. I never mowed lawn in my entire life. I never did anything that anyone else can do. And I could pay everything, all my salary, all what I have, you know, because the most precious thing for me is time. And it's the same for you. Money can come and go. You can get always more money, but can you ever get more time? No. From your born, God knew how many seconds and days and hours in your life. This is all what you have. You cannot get more. So if you give people your time, you're actually giving them your life. When you give people your time, you're giving them your life. And you know, whenever we have any marital problem or thing, and I tell usually the husband, your family needs you, needs the time. And he says, this is the worst thing. This is the only thing that I don't have. I wish I have more time. Too bad. Forget about what you're doing.
Well, theoretically, Buna, can't you give love in eternity if you're in heaven? I mean, theoretically, you do have eternity to give love.
No. That's the last time you give love. In eternity, you will live in love among these people who all love each other and love God. But loving is giving. And in heaven, nobody will give anything. We will all take from God. There is no way you can give the poor in heaven. There is no way you can give time because there is no time in heaven. So it's your last chance to give. And when you give your time, you know, even sometimes when people come to church and volunteer, do you think the most important people in the church, the people who donate more? Of course not. The people who give their time, their service, their ministry, these are the most precious people for the church. These are the pillars of the church, not the people who give money. Because money could be always, you know, managed, can come and you can get more money, can do things to get more money. But time, how can you get more time? It's your life. So, actually, when I say that in a series that's from burnout to balance, you know, I'm supposed to tell you how to get more time in your day to do more stuff. What I'm telling you, forget about what you're doing, turn off the TV, forget about the computer, forget about more work, and focus on the most important thing in life, because this is will give you much, much, much healthier life, and this will give meaning to your life. There is a lot can take from your relationships and can destroy your relationships. Like activities, like hobbies, like fun, like TV, like sports, like school, like, of course, work. And many people, you know, their life is completely messed up because of work. They don't spend time together. Turn off the TV, unplug the computer practically, and spend more time with the people you love, because this is the most important thing, and that's how you express love. So here is a homework for this week. Okay? I want you to spend at least 15 minutes every day, you know, with each person you love or you have a relationship with. 15 minutes. That's a lot. That's a lot. But it's the most important thing in life, right? There is nothing more important. Okay, the third and the last point is the best time to love is
tomorrow.
Now.
Okay.
Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all. As much as you have opportunity. You know, today, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. I can tell you how many people said this to me. I wish time can go back when my kids were young, when I was living with my parents, when I had the chance to do a better relationship with the people around me. Children grow up, parents die, grandparents die, and there is no chance after that. And I'm telling you, if you have anyone, and you don't know when people are going to die, you know, I've seen so many things. I've seen brothers and sisters dying, and I can tell you, the other party who is still alive, how terrible they live. How terrible life they live, because they feel so bad that their sister or brother, they died, and they didn't love them, they didn't have a relationship with them. It's so annoying. And you know what? Tell me, when I have someone like this, what would you tell him? Tell me, how can you console this person? What do you tell him? Someone, he says, I regret not having relationship with my brother and sister and loving them or caring for my parents. I have someone who goes to, you know, to a psychiatrist every single week. Otherwise, they're going to kill themselves because their siblings and their parents needed their help and they didn't do intentionally. And after the parents died and the brothers and sisters are away, it's too late. Tell me what to do to such a person. I wish anyone can tell me anything.
You'll see him in heaven.
Heaven?
Yeah.
No, of course. It's too late. What to do in heaven? What to do with these people in heaven?
No, I'm saying, of course, if they're people who live their lives, they didn't kill themselves or something like that, you could tell them. You know, you'll see him in heaven. And
I didn't do a good job with my brother who died. And I feel so guilty. What can I do to remove this guilt?
I look forward to seeing them in heaven.
That's what I would say. I mean, you know, I don't know. It's not going to be a good meeting. You know, that's actually a good advice that I advised this lady to go to senior citizen center, something like this, and to help people there. It's never going to be the same. It's never going to be the same. What I'm trying to tell you is, it's so bad of a feeling. And you don't know whether they're young or they're old or anything. You don't know how long people will live. And if you have a chance, it's now. It's not tomorrow. It's not after 5 minutes. Okay? If you have the chance, redeeming the time because the days are evil, you don't know what's going to happen. The book of Proverbs says, do not withhold good from those to whom it's due when it's in the power of your hand to do so. If you have the ability, if you have the power, do so right away. Do not say to your neighbor, go and come back and tomorrow I will give it, when you have it with you. Because you know, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. There's nothing called tomorrow. Every time you have an opportunity to have a relationship with people around you and you decide not to, this is the most stupid decision you ever do in your life. Believe me. Because it's all about
love.
Okay? And the time is right now. Circumstances change, as I said. I'll give you so many examples from, you know who regret even the childhood of his children? I've told you that before. Billy Graham, he said, you know, he never regrets anything in his life. He has only one regret. When his children were young, he didn't spend enough time with them. And this he cannot do anymore. خلاص, they're grown up. There is no other chance that he could do that. The thing is, the question is, in this stressed out life, the question is not if we are going to regret that or not. The question is, when are we going to regret that? It's going to happen to every single person. Okay? The question is when it's going to happen to you. If it's not too late, you know, just do it. How? Very easy. The best of use of life is love. The best expression of love is time. And the best time to love is now. It's so easy, you know. When you think about this, all the feelings of burnout and the stress of life and on all of this, I think it eases up. And you know what's most important. Priorities are very important. Don't set priorities. You're going to be burned out because you cannot do everything. Just do the important stuff and start with the most important thing in your life. Make sure you know this. These three truths. Believe me, this is the most important thing I can ever tell you as, you know, young people or as adults, because this is the meaning of life. And glory be to God forever and ever. Do you have any question? Do you want to add something? Do you want to add a story? Okay, let's stand up for prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Lord, we thank you for your message today, because it's so important, Lord. It's all about life and the meaning of this life. Lord, we know that the first question you're going to ask us in heaven is, did you love others? Did you have relationships in your life? Or we just were focused on materialistic things and materials and hobbies and things that will never last. Give us, Lord, to focus on relationships all the days of our life. All people around us, people that we're responsible for, people we have a relationship with, people we're supposed to have a relationship with. Give us to do our best, Lord, and to try over and over again, and to focus on that, Lord. Give us every single day to know that if we have a relationship with you and the people around us, then this is a very successful day. Even if we don't accomplish anything, even if we don't get anything done that day, give us the conviction, Lord, that this is a successful day and this is a good day to be count in our life. We thank you, Lord, for your graciousness, for your love, for this opportunity, for the love that you've given us, Lord, through you and through your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, through the intercession of St. Mary, St. Mark, and all your saints. Hear us, Lord, when we pray thankfully. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptations, but deliver us from the evil one. For in the kingdom, the power, the glory forever.